Pittsburgh is about to begin a fall art season unlike any other. 90.5 WESA's Bill O'Driscoll looks at how theater companies and other performance groups will adapt to the coronavirus pandemic.
City Theater is launching its season in an unfamiliar setting and a highly unusual way. That's the sound of workers setting the jacks beneath a mobile stage. It sits in a big parking lot in Hazelwood Green, the sprawling new development overlooking the Monongahela River. City Theater Artistic Director Mark Masterson surveys the scene.
Crisis is a great opportunity to think about why you do what you do and what it is that you do, and to kind of get back to your principles.
Back in March, his company and other theater, dance, and music groups canceled or postponed productions and even fundraisers. Most quickly turned to online programming, and some drew big virtual crowds. Masterson says City Theater attracted 28,000 viewers with its online shows. Companies were eager to resume in-person performances, perhaps by fall. But midsummer, groups started realizing that wouldn't work. A spike in coronavirus cases, plus limits on the size of indoor events, made performing in traditional theaters infeasible. The solution City Theater is bringing to Hazelwood Green is the Community Drive-In Arts Festival.
I think there are a lot of people who are hungry for a safe way to celebrate live performance, and this drive-in gives us the opportunity to do that.
It's a far cry from staging plays in its Southside Theater. Instead, starting next week, City Theater will host 3 weeks of music, dance, comedy, and more for people occupying up to 115 cars. Then comes a 3-week run of Frankenstein by internationally touring group Manual Cinema. It's a multimedia telling of the classic story with live elements including an original musical score. Masterson says safety is a priority.
All the cars are socially distanced. All the performers are safe and socially distanced.
Other troupes are coping in different ways. After the summer coronavirus spike, Quantum Theater canceled an outdoor production scheduled for August. Now it's begun a season of free live-streamed plays. The first was a drama called Constellations. It featured 3 sets of cohabitating couples performing at home, says artistic director Carla Boos.
At least you're looking at actors live who can touch each other and be in the same space together.
Pittsburgh Opera had to reboot its season too, postponing big main stage productions at the Benedum Center like Mozart's The Magic Flute. But it's keeping in-person performance alive with 4 smaller shows at its headquarters in the Strip District. The opera will perform each show 6 times, up from the usual 4, but things will feel different. Singers will wear masks, and each performance will seat about 50, many fewer than the 2,000 the group might draw at the Benedum. Some of the opera's performances will be live-streamed for free, but the approach highlights the toll the pandemic has taken financially, says managing director Bill Powers.
Yeah, well, there's no doubt there's a vast tightening of the belt.
Groups have had little to no earned revenue since the pandemic began. Powers says the opera is operating on half its usual budget. Booz says a show Quantum live-streamed this summer drew about $1,500 in donations, just a few percent of normal ticket sales. Still, virtual shows can cost less to stage, and on average, local arts groups rely on earned revenue, like ticket sales, for only a third of their budget, and contributions from foundations, corporations, and individual donors have kept many groups afloat. Pittsburgh Playwrights Theater Company is staging a full season. Most of the plays are for solo performers. They will be taped before a small live audience and shown online. The shows are ticketed, but artistic director Mark Southers says,
basically, we just want to cover our costs, you know, and be able to pay our artists, you know what I mean, and see if this is a bridge to the next wave of theater and how theater will be done.
Perhaps most of all, he says, artists want to remain part of the cultural discussion.
We want to treat theater, we want to treat it like the American flag. We don't want it to hit the ground, you know what I mean?
I'm Bill O'Driscoll, 90.5 WESA News.